you got, looks like you got a lot of injuries, it's not just the two big ones. What's the key to, I know next man up, but the mental part of overcoming injuries, how do you do that?
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you know, look, I mean, this is a game where it's a contact sport. It's, you know, guys are going to get injured. 32 teams deal with injuries. I mean, I was looking at the injury report for every team, you know, that we get every Monday. I mean, everybody's dealing with it. Got starters on IR. I mean, it's not just one team. And so, you know, look, like I said at the beginning of the week, you know, it's tough, especially with the guys that you've been around for a long time. And, you know, but at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, an opportunity arises for another player to really, you know, come on strong and help the team. You've seen that. You've been around a long time. You've seen guys that get chances in October through January and make big plays for the team. So, you know, it is really the next man up. It's a professional sport. Everybody's, you know, supposed to come in here every day and do their job. We've had two good practices. The proof will be in the pudding on Sunday.
Can you talk to players about that, the guys getting the opportunities to use other examples?
Oh, yeah.
People in the situation you're in now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, last year, you know, we didn't end up where we wanted to last year, but, you know, we won the division and we dealt with some big injuries.
Like,
what's that?
Mance being a good example.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. You know, Mance having to step in and play for Nick early on. You know, unfortunately, you know, JJ was injured last year, you know. There's examples throughout the league. I mean, throughout the history of the league of teams really doing a good job of dealing with that and really, you know, coming to play every Sunday and winning games.
Do you expect Jimmy McKinney and JJ to be able to play on Sunday at all?
I do expect them to play. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? So my expectation is for them to play. But, you know, we got a couple days until the game, so – but I do expect them to play.
Does injury management in terms of practice time for certain guys, when you give guys rest, change when you have a significant injury to kind of preserve certain guys, especially with a bye week coming and be able to get guys rest? Does, like, the mindset of when to practice certain guys change?
Yeah, I think you always – look, I think the one thing about practice is you have to get your practices in. You know, you have to get your reps in. You have to understand that you have to see a big picture view of that. The team needs to practice. But then within that big picture, you have certain guys that maybe you watch their reps, or maybe you give them a day off here and there. But that just gives an opportunity to another guy, a younger guy, a practice squad guy, a guy maybe that's, you know, core special teams player, but maybe he could help us on offense or defense. So you still get your reps in practice, but maybe some other guys have more opportunities to show what they can do on film. I mean, I appreciate Lamar saying that, but I do, Sarah. I'm sorry. I give credit to the players. The players have worked very hard. They have a strong belief in what we're doing. They enjoy what we're doing. I think they have fun in the meetings, meaning, like, you know, it's something new every day. And I think they've really bought into it, and I give Lamar and all those guys a lot of credit.
Hopkins,
He's one of us. We should find him. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, Hop is a great player. He's, since the day we arrived here, he works very, very hard. He tries to do everything we ask him to do, and he makes plays in games. I mean, he is, you know, I have a very, very strong bond with DeAndre Hopkins. You know, he's meant a lot to me while I've been here. We try to get him the ball as much as we can. We move him around. People double him. People, you know, throw coverage his way, and he still works hard to get open. He's got great hands, great jumping ability. He's a great receiver.
Bill, Braxton's been inactive the last 2 weeks. Is this something where some guys like Bruce have just performed a little bit better in practice and in the games recently, and he's kind of still developing? Or what is, I guess, the confidence level in Braxton right now?
We have confidence in Braxton. I think sometimes relative to the teams that we're playing and special teams, you know, comes into play a lot. how they practice on the practice field. Braxton has given good effort. He's really coming along. He missed some time, you know, during training camp with a sprained ankle, missed a lot of time and came back, took a while to get back into it. He'll be back in there at some point. I think that he'll have a chance to help us win games here, whether it's this week or next week or whenever, or next time we play. I haven't lost any confidence in him. Sometimes it's just we've had a fairly healthy team. And so, you know, you have to pick the best 46 you think you need to go win the game.
Sarah's question earlier, is there something you're doing different this time calling the plays as opposed to when you did it early when you first got here? Has your strategy changed? Has your, I don't know, your creativity changed or anything like that?
Look, I tried to, again, I have a tough time, Alex, with the question. I appreciate the question, but I really try to do the best I can for the players, you know, and try to put them in the best position to make plays. And it's a very humbling league. So we just need to try to keep getting better. Our players have done a great job of buying in, bringing energy every day. And, you know, our line's getting better. A lot of guys are improving. And it has to keep going because, you know, in order for us to win, you know, we're going to have to keep improving on offense.
Don't you have more of a repertoire? You were hamstrung in the past by some of your players. Now you got speed. Fuller's been great. Of course, Watson looks like you can do anything with. Just looks like you've got so much more to work with.
I mean, every year is different, John. You know, I think that this year, you know, because of a lot of different reasons, you know, obviously the players and how we're using them, you know, whether it's receivers, tight ends, running backs, and obviously the quarterback, you know, we're trying to do things that suit everyone's skill set, if that makes sense. So we're trying not to do too much, but, you know, keep it moving so that nobody can get a beat on us. That's the issue. That's the hard thing, is that you just can't, you cannot keep repeating yourself every week or, you know, they catch up with you. So we have to keep changing, and our players need to keep learning and growing, and I think if they do that, we'll be okay.
What scares you the most about the Browns?
Well, I tell you, I think that they have a lot of good players. I really think they have a great head coach in Hugh Jackson, a very creative coach, a coach that is not afraid to take a risk. I've always had admiration for Hugh from the time I met him when he was in Oakland. We had to be on our toes when we played him when he was in Cincinnati and now in Cleveland. They've got a lot of good players, offensively skilled players, defensively. Some of the things that they're doing, Greg Williams' package on third down. We were working on third down today. I mean, it's impossible to predict what Greg Williams is going to do on third down, to give you an example. So it's going to be a very challenging game, where our players need to show up and be ready to go. Yeah, I think the first thing, we always try to see if there's two scenarios. You know, you're looking at your practice squad. We feel really good about our practice squad, and, you know, sometimes you want to promote guys from your practice squad. And I think eventually we will, some of the guys that we have on that practice squad. But then there's guys out there that have played. They've played in a similar system. They've had success in a similar system. Maybe somebody on our staff has coached them before or has knowledge of them. So sometimes that outweighs it a little bit, and you just try to, again, you try to make the decision that's best, you know, in the best interest of the team, and that's what we've tried to do with Kendall and Lamar.